Go gather together all the Jews who are in Susa, and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. And I and my attendants will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. Esther chapter 4, verse 16. Historically, women have not gotten the best press in Christianity. When you read through the Bible, you'll notice that the scriptures are written at a time when the culture did not always treat women fairly. But God has always been God. And Genesis 1:27 tells us that God created humanity in God's own image. In the divine image, God created them. Male and female, God created them. All of us, men and women, are created in God's image. Throughout history, God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, superseded cultural limitations and man-made boundaries, defied the norms of the day, and raised fierce women to the forefront of the movement of God. Now, fellows, if you think this chapter has nothing to do with you, think again. In a world of hashtag MeToo, you also have a choice to promote the Boys Will Be Boys Club or join with your partners in the faith and promote a Kingdom of God reality. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. We are alive at a time when men and women of faith need a supernatural dose of fierce, and we must absolutely recognize and own the power we already have to make a difference in the world. We need to be partnered together. I can't tell you the number of times people have pointed to the scriptures of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12. I do not permit a woman to teach or to assume authority over a man. She must be quiet. Or even 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 34. Women should remain silent in the churches. They are not allowed to speak, but must be in submission, as the law says. To declare that I have no business preaching the good news of Jesus or pastoring a church. To this, I always say, what do you do with Mary Magdalene, who was the first person to preach the good news of Jesus' resurrection? Let's think about that story. Jesus had been resurrected and was standing at the tomb. Although at first Mary did not recognize Jesus, she finally realized that it was him and he was alive. Jesus said to Mary, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I'm ascending to my Father and to your Father and to my God and to your God." John chapter 20, verse 17. Mary Magdalene was the first person to share with a group of mostly men that Jesus was alive and ascending into heaven. But yeah, we're talking about pulling scriptures out of context to fit our understanding of how men and women should function in the church. We should be careful about that. In fact, one summer evening, my husband and I decided to go to a tent revival at a Baptist church in the mountains of North Carolina. I love Baptist, but not all of my Baptist brothers and sisters are affirming of women in ministry. My husband and I thought we knew what we were getting ourselves into. We assumed that we could participate in the singing portion of the revival celebration and then leave during the preaching if we needed to. This revival was different. There were multiple preachers and multiple singing groups. A preacher would preach for the length of a TED Talk, and then a group would come up to sing. For 6+ hours, this pattern went on. Preach a little, then sing a little. And to my surprise, we were engaged in both the singing and the preaching. But then the host pastor came to the front of the tent and asked for all the pastors in the audience to stand to be recognized. I did not stand. Frankly, I knew better. But a couple of women were standing and talking to one another, and one of them was the pastor's wife. To which he said, "Ladies, I don't think you were pastors. You might want to sit down."